Today, Nadine Gordimer became the first woman in 25 years to win the Nobel Prize in Literature. Gordimer is a white South African and a longtime opponent of her country's racist policies. Many of her novels and short stories are about the agonies of apartheid. Some of her works have been banned in her country. The Nobel Prize judges said her stories have been a very great benefit to humanity. I spoke to Gordimer in May of 1989 during one of her visits to the United States, and I asked her if the injustices of her country are what compelled her to become a writer.
Writing was not a response to injustice. I wasn't even aware of injustice. I began to write out of a sense of wonder at life and also out of the mystery of life, wanting to find out what it was all about. It was my way of exploring life. And I think this is true of all artists. That's at the base of what we do. I don't think that any real artist begins from a political stimulation or conscience.
Well, let me read to you a statement that you once said about writing. You said that the best way to write is to do so as if one were already dead, afraid of no one's reactions, answerable to no one's views. What led you to say that? And I guess I wonder if you've taken heat by, on both sides in South Africa.
No, this was just a conviction that goes really deeper than that. I think that a writer must always maintain the independence, the artistic independence, to use his or her insights, something that a writer has beyond the insights of other people, without worrying whether you're going to offend your mother, your best friend, or whether your political confreres are going to decide that you have let down the side. A writer must never let herself become a propagandist. Propagandists have a place. Agitprop has a place. But I'm not that kind. I'm not that person. I'm a writer. I have a certain ability, and I feel the first duty is to use that ability properly. The nearest you can get to the truth, you get through using that ability properly, not worrying what anybody's going to say. That's why I would stand by that old statement, you know, that you must write as if you're already dead and not worry about the consequences. Because as soon as you've got your eye on an audience, on people who are watching you, are going to hear what you have to say, you're going to falsify that little extra vision you have that will bring you near to the truth. And in the end, if we look at your position, the writer's position in society, the essential gesture to society, in the end, it is what you're going to be able to record and discover of the truth that is going to serve your society best.
Do you feel that you've ever been expected to write books that would be more effective propaganda?
Oh, yes. Indeed.
Where has that pressure come from?
Well, it hasn't really been pressure. And it hasn't usually come from quarters that bothered me very much. Because I feel that if I took no part in community life and lived in an ivory tower, then perhaps I might listen to it. But I'm also a human being, a citizen, and I know that I have a certain responsibility toward my society for what's happened there, what's happened in my name as a white, whether I had anything to do with it or not. And so I have another part of my life which where I put my life on the line for what I believe in. And I think, therefore, I have the freedom to write as I feel I must, as I please. I'm not retiring into an ivory tower because I am doing other things as a human being and a citizen.
Nadine Gordimer from a 1989 interview. Today she won the Nobel Prize in Literature.